Mike DeWine is in studio. If he's going to give anybody Ohio State, Penn State tickets, it's going to be me, Gideon, not you. Come on over here, Governor. It is 7:22. Bill Wills and Governor Mike DeWine, the governor of the great state of Ohio. We are honored as always whenever we get a chance, and it is good to see you, first of all.
Bill, good to be back with you.
I joked with you. I said Taft used to come in. He had five state patrol.
Hey, I have Michelle with me, right?
That's all you need, Michelle.
Michelle takes care of it.
We have some history. Years ago, when in another life, you would jump over the gate at the Green County Fair and find me, and I had my little recorder, and we used to talk that way. And
now you're 1,100 blasting the whole world now.
But what I love about you, sir, is you have always been the same. And I think that's why we love you in this state, and that's why you've won election over and over. Well, I mean that sincerely.
When we were doing that, we had kids in 4-H, and they were taking market lambs, and I was probably running between the market lamb show and talking with you.
I got a list for you. On that point, you've served us in Congress. You've been a United States senator. You've been our attorney general. You've been lieutenant governor. Green County prosecutor. When you get to the governor's job, though, have you felt, in it's been almost a year, can you push more buttons to make things happen quicker? And it looks like, agenda-wise, you've pinpointed families in Ohio. Am I reading that right?
Well, we really focused on families. And if you look at where Ohio needs to go in the future, we don't have the luxury, if we ever did, we really never did, to leave anybody behind. You see kids growing up in difficult circumstances, and that could be in Cleveland, or it could be in Highland County, yep, or Clinton County, or it can be anywhere. And we got to do all we can to help them live up to their God-given potential. And that's how the state's going to move, and it also happens to be the right thing to do. So we put a lot of emphasis, Bill, on early childhood education and development. Fran, my wife is actually kind of heading up a crusade in regard to the Imagination Library. This is Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. Brings mm-hmm. books to mm-hmm. One book a month to every kid 0 to 5 is what the goal is. And so it's a great program. She's got some partners here in Cuyahoga County and other counties.
A kid can read. It can open up so much. Or an adult or anybody. Reading is the key, right?
Well, it is. You got kids who are coming to kindergarten, and they're so far behind, and we expect our teachers to be able to work miracles. And we got to start earlier. And one way to do that, it's just one way, but it's the Imagination Library, and get a book in the kids' hands every month, and gets that book into that family and into that household. So it's one small thing that we can do that will make a difference.
Let me talk to you about Lake Erie. You have announced the Lake Erie H2 Ohio Water Quality Plan. We have looked and researched and heard about, we're concerned about that algae bloom. The bottom line is, that lake's a gift, and we got to keep it for generations to come. Right?
It's the crown jewel of Ohio. I mean, we really take the lake for granted. Over 3 million people get their water from the lake. Many of us love to go fishing.
Sure.
But even if you don't love to go fishing, that brings in other fishermen, people who come in, bring in millions and millions of dollars. It's a great place just to recreate. So we got to preserve it and protect it. So what we did, Bill, is we put together a group of farmers, agriculture interests, Farm Bureau and others, along with folks who are really are environmentalists, who are really focused on Lake Erie, and said, let's come up with a plan. The legislature provided some money, which we are very, very grateful for. We'd requested that. They did. And we're moving forward. We got a plan to try to reduce the phosphorus runoff that goes into Lake Erie, and over time that's going to reduce the algae bloom, and it's going to make our lake healthier.
Governor Mike DeWine with me. On that point, I mean, agriculture has a big need when it comes to, what to do, yet that residue, as we have seen, is not a good place in the lake right now.
We got to balance. Yeah. We got to balance those interests. We got to protect the lake. What we have done is provided some incentives for farmers to really move to better practices, which in the long run will help them. There's just some initial startup costs, sometimes significant startup costs, and we got to try to help them with that. If you look at agriculture, Bill, it's still the number one industry in the state of Ohio, and where a lot of this is focused is in the Maumee River Basin, the western basin of Lake Erie, and but that's the most probably the most fertile land in the whole state, that whole northwest quadrant of the state. So great farming, great agriculture, but we've got to work this out. We've also going to expand the number of wetlands. Wetlands can actually serve as a filter, and they filter that stuff out. It also creates better hunting opportunities and bird watching opportunities and many other fringe benefits, as well as getting the phosphorus out.
Governor Mike DeWine with me. Let's talk about Strong Ohio some. In that, I know locally, of course, Senator Matt Dolan, a part of this. It's a series of legislative proposals. You as governor, sadly, we have seen killed in the line of duty when it comes to law enforcement just in the last year. We have people that are concerned, though, about laws when it comes to guns and families and that sort of thing. Touch on that some. We can't answer it in 60 seconds.
Look, Bill, we've come up with a uniquely Ohio plan that does three things. It protects the Second Amendment. It has the opportunity and can pass the state legislature, and third, it will make a difference. I can't guarantee you, and no one can guarantee you, we won't have other shooting tragedies like we did in Dayton, but we can do things that will matter, do things that will protect lives. One of the challenges, Bill, is a situation that I saw as a county prosecuting attorney, and that is a family. It's usually a family. You got someone in their family has a mental health problem or has an addiction problem, alcohol or drugs, and they've got guns, and someday they get off their meds or something's going on, and the family gets worried. They're scared that person will hurt themselves or hurt others, and they call the police, and sometimes now the police don't have any ability to really do anything. And so what we have built in is a process so that what that family can do is call the police. If the police believe that person is a danger to themselves or to others, then they can take them in, get that person evaluated. Then that, if the doctor believes that as well, then it can go into a probate court, and we can have the opportunity to get that person, number one, some help.
The tools.
And to the tools. We're giving the families the tools in this, and it's not like, you know, some people say, well, I don't want my neighbor to get mad at me and call up and say, well, no, that's not going to be what's going to happen. We've got due process built all the way through this.
Governor Mike DeWine in studio. More coming up. News Radio. Governor Mike DeWine in studio for another minute or two. This is Bill Wells. Hey, speaking of the economy, a couple of stories out about job growth or lack thereof down the road in the state. Now, don't get too defensive yet. Let me ask you this question, though. It seems wherever I go, I see help wanted signs.
Yeah.
I see opportunity. I talk to people in business. It's a hard time finding people. So I'm not sure we look at stats on job growth versus the need in the state, Governor. You see what I mean?
Bill, the biggest challenge we face is what we talked about a minute ago before the break, and that is making sure every Ohioan has the skill sets that they need to get a good job. Because as I travel around the state, what's holding Ohio back when we're held back is businesses say, look, I had a guy the other day say, I can put on a whole new shift, an entire different shift. I could add 10 workers, 20 workers, 30 workers, but I can't find people.
Right.
And so there's a mismatch of people not having the skill sets to do the work. And that's what we're really focusing on.
And as you travel the state, we are blessed with a great community college set up throughout the state of Ohio, way to connect.
Head out to Lorain right now and great community college there. What we're seeing is our community colleges are really doing a good job in working with the local business community. I mean, that's the real key. So when that person comes out of the community college, and I almost said young person, but it's not always a young person.
Right.
It could be an older person.
Exactly.
But when they get done with whatever that training is, you know, they already have a job coming out is exactly what we want. And so when you talk to businesses, they have figured out they've got to be much more involved with the community colleges.
Yeah.
They've got to be involved with education themselves. And if that person, when they're in school, whether it's in a college or community college or even in high school, if they can have a part-time job or an internship with a company as they move forward, that gives them a foot in the door. It also gives that company the assurance that person can actually do the job. And so it's a win-win-win for everybody. We just got to do more of that. That's why these statistics that you quoted are so kind of crazy, because that's not what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing out there from people is what's slowing us down.
Yeah.
We could have more jobs, more business, but we can't find the workers.
Best stats are what you see right in front of you, right, when it comes to need in the community and the economy. All right, real quick, get your head around this. Ohio State, will the season start against Penn State on Saturday? And can you help me out with, I don't need four, but if you can just get me two tickets.
Oh, I got 10, 20.
Typical politician. He's so promising
I was
everything, right?
Yeah. So listen to this. I got four tickets. Yeah. I do have a grandson, Earl's grandson, yeah. Albert, who actually goes to Penn State. He's working yeah. on his PhD in yeah. chemistry, so he's coming home, and his siblings want to go. So I got four tickets for them. Then I get a call from my daughter Jill about right. 2 weeks ago, and she says, "Okay, but Albert's girlfriend's coming." Okay. David's girlfriend's coming. Okay. So I'm scrambling for two tickets. So, Bill?
You need them too,
do
huh?
Do you have two tickets?
No, I'm good. Go. Okay. All right. We got to run. Thanks. Well, but it'll be a great finish
it'll
of the season.
It'll be a great game. It'll be a great fun
always
game.
Good to see you. As always, keep up the great work.
Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate it. Governor Mike DeWine, the governor of the great state of Ohio.